Well, I'm assuming that we don't have any
junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow GDP Yoga Warriors. What is going on? It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting live from the GDP Radio Megaplex right here in beautiful downtown Parts Unknown. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me over, usually up to no good, over at Mikey90%.com. And per usual, I am joined by the one, the only, the amazing Stacey Morris from StaceyMorris.com. How are you, Stacey?
Hey, I'm doing great. Happy to be back.
Oh, yes. Welcome back. You were supposed to be off last week, but we ended up all being off last week. We'll talk about that in a minute. I had a little bit of trouble with our servers here at Blog Talk Radio who went offline. We can discuss that in just a moment. But, of course, also rounding out the show, he is the Johnny Lawrence to my Daniel LaRusso. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Robert McLaren.
God, you have the weirdest references. How we doing, man?
Oh, good, man. Glad to be back. And I know Stacey was supposed to be off last week, but I know, Robert, how much it pained you to not have our weekly conference call. You and I, you know, sharing the love between us every week. I know
you.
It hurt you so deeply.
Yeah, I missed you for a good 5 seconds. Well, 2.5, but still.
Robert, you love me and you know it. It's going to be a really fun show tonight. Yeah, like herpes, nice. It's going to be a really fun show tonight. We got a great show for you, as usual. Why start now? But, of course, we have the one, the only, Nolan Bobbitt is going to be on the show today. You guys know Bob Nolan. He's been on our show several times, and you probably know him from his hit podcast, Choosing to Change, where he outlines the stories of some amazing people who have recovered and revamped their lives. And we're going to talk to Nolan in just a few minutes about that Choosing to Change podcast and all the cool stuff going on in his world. He started out a DDP Yoga warrior just like you, desperate, looking for some help, and really turned his world around and did some amazing things for him. And now he's paying it forward to so many other people, so we're going to talk to Nolan in just a moment. But first things first, I want to address last week's show. We were supposed to have Diamond Dallas Page on DDPRadio.com. We fired up the show. We got into the studio, ready to go. DDP was on the line, and nothing. We've had some issues with Blog Talk Radio, our server, in the past, and their stuff went down, and we frantically tried to get the show online in time, but we're unable to do so, so we had to call it. But we're hoping to hear from DDP soon. He's got a lot of irons in the fire right now. He's extremely busy, but he's got some amazing stuff coming up that we really want to talk to him about and get his perspective on. So this is DDP's show, for all intents and purposes. He created this show, him and Robert, and he hasn't been able to get on for a little bit. So he's really excited to come back and talk to us, and we will have him on sooner than later once he gets a little bit of downtime. But as usual, I want to start off with the schedule. We got all kinds of cool stuff coming on for DDP Yoga workshops and such. The first one being February 6, 2016. Toasted by Life Med Institute. 15 West Aylesbury Road, Timonium, Maryland. That's going to be a DDP Yoga workshop. And also Plaza Alive Orlando in Orlando, Florida. There's going to be a really cool workshop in Orlando. I don't have the date here because I accidentally deleted it, so I'm going to try to look that up in just a second. Robert, maybe you have that online on hand. I lost mine.
Yeah,
but
up here.
Also, Pure Yoga, the East Coast Double Shot Workshop, January 8th, 2016, and January 9th, 2016. Going to be a great time. We've been to Pure Yoga quite a few times, and I know Stacy's made the trek over there for a few of those workshops, and maybe she might grace you with her presence this time again. And last but not least, we have the DDP Yoga Workshop, Inspiration Meets Perspiration 2. That is happening June 10th, 2016 in Newport, Rhode Island. So if you ever have a chance to get to a DDP Yoga Workshop, I think Robert, Stacy, myself, and Nolan have all been to them more than one occasion. And they are just a fantastic, amazing time. And you will walk out of there so inspired and ready to take on the world. I guarantee it. Or... well, I'm not going to say your money back because I don't want to pay any money, but you'll be inspired. Trust me.
Yeah,
I was going to say it's a great way to get inspired, to reignite your engine, and also to connect in person with a lot of people that you know you might have met only on Facebook or on Team DDP Yoga. It's a really worthwhile endeavor.
The Orlando workshop is January 23rd.
January 23rd, 2016. Thank you, Robert. The Orlando workshop at Plaza Live. Going to be a great time. And Robert, that's your neck of the woods. Could we say a rare DDP Yoga appearance from the DDP Yoga supervillain himself?
It's possible. I mean, there's a very good chance that I'll be there. Because the only bad thing is that it starts early. So, early for me, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, which is very early for me to be up and dressed and showered. So, you know, that's the only thing really holding me back from there.
Yeah, Robert is a night owl, as am myself. So he's one of my friends that I can go to for a 3 a.m. conversation, which I thoroughly enjoy. So Robert and I are basically vampires. So 10 a.m. for us is not a good time of day.
You're just getting to bed.
Yeah, exactly. and before we grab Nolan real quick, I want to talk about Stacy because, Stacy, first of all, if you haven't checked out her book, which I'm sure you all know about it, I've talked about it 100 times, and if you haven't checked out her book, then what the heck is wrong with you? StacyMorris.com and StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com to order her book, amazing memoir/cookbook telling her life story as well as sharing some amazing, healthy, delicious recipes that her and her her boy toy, Chef Bill, came up with some good stuff right there.
My
but Stacy, you want to talk about some upcoming stuff you've got going on, as well as a challenge, which you guys want to listen to this, because Stacy Morris has an awesome challenge that she wants to bring to your attention.
Yeah, well, the challenge, this kind of just came to me the other day as August was winding down. And, you know, before you know it, at least in my part of the country, the weather's going to get cold. So I issued, and I put it on a couple of the Facebook pages, I call it the Schlepptember Challenge, which that stems from a Yiddish word meaning to kind of like haul yourself around in sort of a difficult, arduous way. But I'm using it as, you know, get moving, do little things. If you want to take, you know, actual, you know, walks for exercise, that's great. But take, you know, like park a little bit farther away instead of, you know, close to your supermarket. Head for the stairwell instead of automatically pushing the elevator button. And it's just a great way to, you know, get in a little extra activity before the winter sets in. Walking and extra movement's a wonderful complement to the DDP yoga workouts. And it's just kind of a, you know, get out now while you can before the, you know, the leaves fall and extend summer a little bit and celebrate your body. So, and I've had a lot of people respond to it. There's no official, you know, I'm not going to be keeping track, but it's just something everyone can do for themselves. And it's a great way to wind down summer.
That's an awesome point, Stacy. And people don't realize that these little shortcuts that we take throughout the day, if we just, you know, exerted a little bit more effort, like you said, taking the stairs instead of the elevator or walking a little further to your car, they may seem very minuscule and non-important, but those add up over time, and you can actually pack away, you know, burn some calories with just little steps that you take throughout the day.
Yeah, when I lived for one summer over in Europe in Amsterdam, and this was when I was at my former size and I wasn't really trying to lose weight or anything, but I dropped like 12 pounds just from the extra walking. And I was not watching the calories either at that time. So extra movement really does make a difference. And I'm not going to be walking this far, but I am going to be appearing in Fredericksburg, Maryland, the last Saturday of September. And it's going to be a place called Dublin Coffee Roasters. Team DDP Yoga member Sherry Rubin Close invited me down, and I'm really thrilled to be my first, you know, book signing and talk in Maryland. So that's going to be the last Saturday of the month, and it'll be on my website too.
Awesome. Stacy, keep them busy out there, and she's doing awesome stuff. And if you get a chance to get to one of her book signings or talks or cooking demonstrations, you really want to do that. I haven't personally been yet. Kind of tough being down here in North Carolina, but I've heard reports from so many people who have, and just the way Stacy articulates points of view and tips and healthy eating is just, I've heard a lot of great reports from her appearances. So if you're a DDP Yoga Warrior member or know somebody who wants to change their life, get over and go see Stacy live, because you will learn something and you will come out with a whole new bundle of inspiration.
Thank you.
I want to bring on our guest. Speaking of inspiration, it looks like the limo just rolled up here to the DDP Radio Megaplex, and they're currently unveiling the red carpet, and he's making his way down the ramp, and he is one of my favorite people in the world. And I had explained to you something about Nolan. I've never done the online dating thing. I've never done the whole meet people online thing. I've never been into that. I've never actually made connections with people online. I just always have to have a face-to-face, experience with someone before I get to know them and trust them and let them into my world. It's just a thing that I have. But Nolan was one of those guys that I've met online through DDP Yoga. He started around the I did probably about a month later, and it's so uncharacteristic of me. But Nolan has become one of my closest confidants, not just in the DDP Yoga world, but someone I can talk to about anything. And I've never met Nolan, which is pretty crazy to me, face to face. But he's one of my favorite people in the world. He is hosting the Choosing to Change podcast, which is just changing a lot of people's worlds. He's just done 50 episodes. I was lucky enough to be asked to do the 50th episode with him and a few others. But he's doing some amazing things, and he is such an inspiration. He's lost a whole bunch of weight, and now he's paying it forward and helping a bunch of people get to their goals. Not just with physicality, but mentally, psychologically, doing a whole lot of good for the DDP Yoga community and the inspiration community at large. Welcome to the show, my good friend, Nolan Bobbitt.
Wow, thank you so much. That just kind of made my day. That was awesome. That was fun. Thank you.
I didn't even rib you either.
No, and I appreciate that. And I honestly, Mike, feel the same way about you. You know, it's... I think you started in March and I started in late May. So we get about 2.5-3 months apart from us. But shortly after that, I remember becoming friends with you very closely. And that was really, really cool. Big part of my journey.
Absolutely. And it's really cool. And I know the several members of the DDP Yoga community, as I'm sure, you know, and Stacy, when you were first starting, this was the case too, that you just really connected to. And I know you were like that with Terry. There's just some people that you're drawn to that just, you know, kind of mirror your journey a little bit. You start around the same time, you go through a lot of the same stuff, you struggle kind of at the same time and pull each other through it. And it's a really great dynamic when you can pair up with someone like that. And to me, Nolan Bobbitt has been that guy for me.
Well, I think he's that guy for a lot of people. And as his journey has continued, his role continues to expand. He encourages so many people. And actually, you're also doing mentoring in sort of an official capacity, right, for people who want to be certified. I know I've sent you some videos to critique and look over. And, you know, you offer advice in a really compassionate way. When you have, you know, like something to point out or correct, you do it in a really kind way. And I think you're really mindful of, you want people to stay encouraged, you know, because there's enough stuff going on out there, you know, like in our community. We really need to keep it positive.
Well, and that's the whole mentoring side of things. I kind of accidentally fell into that. It wasn't something that I necessarily looked for. But, you know, when I think back as when I started DDP Yoga 3.5 years ago, you know, I've got some, anybody that has seen pictures of my hands, I have some joints that have been fused by some early onset arthritis. It was a hereditary condition that I couldn't do much about, and it wasn't treated in a timely fashion. So it fused some of my fingers where I don't have the flexibility in my hands and a couple of my toes. So, and then I was at 360 pounds with arthritis issues that made it difficult to get up off the floor. And so when the mentoring side of things came from, I had to study the DVDs really closely because I had to modify the modification so many times. And Yoga Doc, and I've talked about this several times now, that was such a blessing in disguise because I've always kind of been that film nerd. I like watching football and breaking down tape, and I took that love of watching the technical aspects of a sport and applied it now to the DDP Yoga certification process. And so, I mean, I've watched a lot of film, and that's, like you said, Stacey, I try to give feedback in a way that's helpful and points out what needs to be worked on without it being a crushing type thing, because the reality is when you get to the heart of what yoga is, everybody is different and every body is different. And so the way you approach it and the flexibility that you may have naturally may not be what somebody else has. You know, a lot of people love to do that wrap and burn into bird of paradise or bird in paradise. I'm not sure what it is, and I'm not sure I'll ever fly with that group. You know, that's one of those moves that it just hasn't come for me yet. You know, I'm the guy that never complains about rocking broken table crunches or broken airplane crunches and those kind of things, you know, so because my hips can go out in that direction, but try to do the birds in paradise kind of thing, it's just probably not going to fly for a while. So I've just paid attention to those nuances and those details. And my goal is to kind of be, as Mike referenced with Johnny Lawrence and Daniel Russo, kind of the Mr. Miyagi of the DDP yoga certification world, to really help people become what I feel, you know, at least with some of the guys that I've already been able to have the privilege of helping get certified, they're going to be better instructors than me. And that's great. That means that I've done my job well. So that's one of the aspects of my life that I love.
I think that's bullshit, Nolan. I think you just want someone to wax your car.
That would be nice. I'd be okay with that. So now I'll say they're never going to be better on the mic, and they're never going to out-talk me in a class because that's just what I do. But they can lead a class better probably technically than I can in some ways.
And Nolan, you kind of developed into that role over time. And, you know, we've talked about this, you know, personally, you and I, together, how when we first started, there were very, very few people in the DDP yoga community. And, you know, sometimes it was kind of hard to find someone who was on the same page as you. Because a lot of people, when I first joined the community, were people that had been, like, way old YRG holdovers that had been doing this for a long time. So when I found someone like you who's on the same path as me and is starting out around the same time as me and probably has the same amount of weight to lose as me, it was really a great thing. So you kind of gotten into that role of you know, being, you know, in the moment to finally getting to be a part of the elder statesmen, if you will, the guys that are kind of helping along the younger people. And it's something you take great pride in, people that are just starting out in the DDP yoga community, you reaching out to them and saying, listen, I've been there. I've fought the same battles you are. And you kind of guide them along with that, not just with on the online communities, but through your podcast.
Yeah, and that really, honestly, Mike, is the podcast came around because, number one, I wanted to do it for a couple years, and I've just got to go on record and say this. I don't know if he's listening right now. I could not do what I do without Ross Raymond. Ross is my partner and makes sure that the podcast, when there's a technical issue with it, I don't know a blooming thing about how to upload. I wouldn't have a clue of how to put this thing on iTunes. I don't have a clue of how it goes from my computer. Like, I know how to get it into Dropbox, and then it is magically taken care of by Ross Raymond. So I'm a huge supporter of Ross's show. And but the Choosing to Change podcast would not have happened without Ross Raymond, because as much as I love some technical things, you know, when I'm getting into the world of servers and all the things you were talking about having a nightmare problem with, that's just not me. But what I had this inkling and vision for the type of show that I wanted to have. And it goes back to what you were saying, Mike, that so many encouraging conversations happened early in my journey, and I'm excited about an episode that'll come out in a few weeks. We taped it about a month ago with one of the former hosts of DDP Radio, Eric Sparky Collier. And I remember many nights when I started my journey, and Stacy was involved, I think, to some degree with DDP Radio at that point, but wasn't a regular on there. But Robert and Sparky were there every week. And I'd go back and listen to those shows and just some of the conversations that were going on between you, Robert, and Sparky at the time were something that really were highlights of my week. And I would listen to several episodes and just be encouraged to keep moving one arthritic foot in front of the other, you know, and to keep growing in my path. But the problem with social media, and I mean, I can't be a hypocrite and say, you know, that it's Facebook is bad, because if Facebook were bad and Team DDP Yoga were bad, I probably wouldn't be friends with any one of you. But the problem with Facebook and social media is this: you can present whatever image you want of yourself out there. You can hide behind a mask in the cyber world quicker than anything. And so to me, Choosing to Change is 100% the antidote and the truth serum for what is wrong with the social media world. If you've listened to my show, and I've had a few people that say, that's just not for me, and that's great. Because there are a lot of podcasts out there where you can listen to somebody toot their own horn and blow their own smoke and do everything they can to put themselves over. I set a tone from the very beginning with episode one of, here is my story, here is my garbage, here's the stuff that I had to deal with growing up, and this is me, like me or lump me, love me or hate me, this is my story. And I set that tone, and then my very first guest was Christina Russell. And she was willing to step up to the plate. And I said, Christina, I have this idea. Here's what I want to do for a podcast. Will you tell me your story? And she went there and she told it. And, you know, those first four or five guests, Mike, you were one of those guests. Josh McAdoo was one of those guests. Kat Arnett, Kristen Pasquale. It's like you guys stepped up without having the benefit of a story to go – without having the benefit of an archive to go back and listen to. You just trusted me to be a part of sharing your story, and you went there and told us all, you know, all the parts of your story that you may not have even wanted to tell. Stacy's been on that side of things. Robert hasn't yet, but we're going to get him there. But it's just about, to me, the show. On Thursdays, we do an interview episode that's anywhere between an hour up to 2 hours. and it's somebody telling their story and then just us talking about it and kind of walking through their journey. And then on Mondays, I do these motivation episodes, and I will sprinkle them in with having we've just started doing roundtable shows like we did for episode number 50, where we had myself and five guests on, and that was a lot of traffic, and it was a great show. It was a train wreck in some ways, but we are going to start doing more of those kind of things. But on Mondays, typically you're looking at a 35 to 45 minute show, and it's just me talking about a topic that's near and dear to my heart that particular week. But it's just giving you a window into the fact that junk happens to everybody in a transformation journey. And nutrition is a big part of losing weight, but the mental side is 90% of the nutrition battle. And so we talk a lot about the head and heart issues, because I fully believe and I'm fully convinced that you can't have a sustained lifelong transformation until the head and heart come into alignment with the desires of the body. And so on Mondays, you know, a lot of times it's coaching, it's straighten your face, or it's saying, I had a rough week and here's what I dealt with. And then on Thursdays, it's someone coming alongside and telling their story. And what's cool about it is not everybody's going to click with my story, but everybody's going to click with somebody's story. And here's the thing that I think is pretty powerful to me, is we haven't had a lot of celebrities, quote unquote, on the show. Dallas hasn't been on the show. He and I've talked for months about getting him on the show, and that's going to happen in the next probably 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a celebrity-driven show, and it's intentionally that way. Stevie Richards is on the show tomorrow, and he's probably the biggest celebrity that we've had to this point, you know, with national recognition. And what's cool about that interview with Stevie, and I know him more as Michael Manna, and I'll say that 100%. He is one of the most humble, amazing, giving, and caring guys you'll ever meet. And you might not know that if you only knew him through his wrestling career. But in the hour that we have together, you're going to see a powerful side of this guy. And that's why I love doing the show, is because whether you relate to my story and the things that I have to say or not, I know that you're going to relate to one of our guests. And to me, it's like the cheapest form of therapy that I have, because I walk away every week encouraged and inspired. And I mean, I'm the biggest mark for my own show in the world, because I probably literally listen to every interview 3 to 4, 5, 6 times.
Wow. Nolan, I think you're one thing I want to bring up is, and this can be a real issue for a lot of people, especially anyone who's working on themselves and has to make time to work out and eat right and really take care of themselves. How do you manage your time? How do you fit all this in? Because you do pack a lot in. In addition to your show, you're mentoring, you're working, you're a dad, and then you got to stay fit yourself. So how
yep.
do you do it?
You know, that's a great question. I try to be a guy that my family comes first. And so my wife works her butt off as a teacher. And literally, you know, it's funny to me because I laugh at anybody that says that teachers have easy lives because they have summers off. Number one, she takes about two weeks off in the summer, I think, maybe three. But she literally works 12-hour days. And so a lot of times, we will kind of look at our calendars, and I'll have, she has some training that she goes to physically on Tuesday nights. A lot of times I'll try to do an interview there or here or there. What I do a lot of times with interviews, like right now, I'm a planner. Anybody that spends time around me knows that I spend a lot of time planning ahead. And so I have 6 or 7, maybe 8 interviews that are already done that'll be played out over the next couple of months. And by the time the weekend is over, I will have all of my Monday shows that will be going out in the month of September will be done by Labor Day. And so that's being a chronic planner is a big part of my success, but what I have learned is you make time for what's important. And so I'm, in fact, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, I think people that say, Mr. No Days Off, they are just completely ridiculous, and that's the dumbest plan for success, because at some point you're going to burn out. But this month of September, I'm doing some form of yoga every day this month. And that doesn't mean that I'm working out and I'm killing myself with a DDP yoga workout every day in the month of September. I'll do DDP yoga probably 5 days this week. And then I will do a gentler yoga, and then I try to do yin yoga one day a week, where I started doing this about 6 or 8 months ago, and it's been a game changer for me physically, where you hold in positions for 3 to 5 minutes. And I mean, imagine holding in can opener for 5 minutes. And yeah, it feels as painful as it sounds, let me just tell you. But it's one of the best things that you can do to just kind of get some healing restoration to your body. So, Stacey, to answer your question, it's a balancing act, but you make things, you make time for things that are priorities. I'll tell you where I've lost time. I used to love to read on a regular basis. And I used to read 1 to 2 books a week, and that time has been replaced right now with podcast time. And so I kind of miss that. I'm trying to start to get that back into my life. But it's a balance and it's a challenge. But the one thing that I have to say, on a regular basis, my nutrition has to come first, or I get what I call crazy brain. And if I'm having too much processed sugar and grains, I've been gluten-free for almost 3.5 years. Because of my joints and because of the arthritis pain that I was relieved from by getting off gluten, I'll never go back. I've eaten my fair share of gluten-free junk. But when I am eating lean and clean, I can feel it in my body in a way that makes me one productive member of society. I need less sleep. I need less mood management. I need less time to myself. So I have more energy to do those kind of things. But I come back to saying, you make time for the things that are important. And that is one thing that drives me nuts personally, when people say, I don't have time to work out, but they have time to play on their phones. They have time to, you know, spend all day trolling on Facebook. They have all the time in the world to watch a television show. You get a fantastic workout in 25 minutes, anytime.
That's a great point. And I said this to you on your 50th episode show, but when you first came to me, and you came really early to me and asked me for, you know, my opinion and my advice, knowing that I'm a radio guy, about your podcast. And I know who you are, and I know how driven and passionate you are. But honestly, when any jamoke with a microphone and the internet today can start a podcast, and it's one of those things where the market is so overloaded and so many people are doing a podcast that, and not to be a jerk or anything, but these people, you know, a lot of them don't do a good job. They're very amateur-like. So when you came to me with that idea, I was very supportive, but I didn't honestly know what to expect. And the most part was because of the fact that most people don't realize that when you do a podcast every single week, and especially you doing two of them, they don't realize the work and preparation and the time investment that's involved. A lot of people who do this lose interest after about a month, month and a half, because they weren't prepared for the investment that goes into it. That being said, I told you when we first started that that, you know, you have no broadcasting experience.
Nope.
There's a point where you're going to start off just like I did when I first started doing radio, and you're going to suck. I listened to my first demo tapes, and I'm terrible. I am horrible. But I also told you that you will get better every show you do, and you'll get more comfortable and conversational. And when I first did your podcast, which I was one of the first two or three people that, you know, you actually did, maybe not be the first one to air, but the ones that you did, And I knew from the first time I talked to you that you had the instincts and were asking the right questions and were conversational. Instead of talking to you, you talked with me.
Right.
And I knew right then that you weren't great that first episode, but I knew that you were going to be great. And as time has gone on, and you were good on that first episode, but as I've listened to you later, you've really grown and become a great, not just a great inspiration, but a great, you know, personality and a broadcaster and someone who's compassionate and is conversational, and you were good at your job, let alone the content.
Well, thank you. I think the big thing with that is I love listening to people's stories, and it's what I try to – I listen to a fair amount of podcasts trying to get better as a host every week. And there are, you know, and I pull from different genres. It's not just one type, you know, I'm not going and listening to lifestyle change coaches or, you know, wrestling podcast or entertainment podcast, but I'm always trying to fine tune my game as a host. But I think at the end of it all, going on this journey with somebody who's willing to open up about their life and talk about their struggles and, not just we have some powerful episodes coming out. Episode 51 was one of the most powerful ones that we've had with Garrett Sakahara, and he would be someone who would consider himself still in transition, meaning that he's not hit, you know, that weight loss goal that he had, and that he's still working toward that. And to me, those are the most beautiful and powerful stories, because they're coming to you from a sense of, I haven't arrived, and I'm not yet perfect. And, I mean, I'm still there in the sense that, yeah, I still have 20 to 30 pounds that if it were gone tomorrow, I'd be a happy camper. But, you know, it's I also look and say, at one point in my life, I was nearly 500 pounds, and on any given day, I'm half the man I used to be. You know, so my journey is a little different maybe than some people out there. And it's like to realize, you know, that when I started my DDP yoga journey around 360 pounds, that I've kept over 100 pounds off for almost 3 years now on, you know, the right way and not with fad dieting and not with being crazy restrictive or anything, but just with good, clean eating and with exercising my body. But just giving people the opportunity to tell their story and then them giving me the latitude as I'm listening. I mean, anybody that's been on the show, I have a prep guide, and it's like it's funny because I've almost hesitated and almost stopped sending it because enough people now can listen to the show to kind of catch the flow of it to where a lot of times I don't even go to many of those standard questions. You know, we're just talking about life, and as something comes to mind, I'll interject and I'll ask the question and I'll push and I'll prod and I'll poke in a gentle way, but, you know, trying to help people tell their story in the best way possible because I want to hear it. And I think to me, that's what has sparked the interest in the community, but then also what makes me want to be better is because I want to help people elevate that story to the best place possible because I get privileged to ride alongside Shotgun with people every Thursday. You know, they're going to get one shot basically to tell their life story, and I want to make sure that they do it in the most magnificent and grand way possible.
And the way you do your shows, you're a great journalist, and that's what you are because you're doing a radio show. But you know, you're a motivator and an inspirator. But in all reality, you are a journalist. You are a broadcaster,
yep,
broadcasting a show. And in that medium, it is so important, especially when you talk to like news people or people you trust their opinions of, that you need to form a trust with your audience and with your guests. And the fact that these guests are willing to trust you and open up to you. I remember when I first went on your show, you told me about how amazing Christina's story was. And I think Kristen was the other one you told me about, how she opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposely thought to myself, because I'm personally, I'll give a lot to myself, of myself, but there are certain areas that I won't go with people.
Yep.
And there's certain parts of me that I will hold back, mm-hmm, consciously. And I went into it thinking that you were going to try to get me to open up about that stuff. And I personally went into your show guarded and ready for the defensive part of myself to come out to block those areas from being, brought to light. And you got me so comfortable into that show that I went places with you that I haven't gone with my girlfriend. I mean, I've went places with you, and you formed such a trusting relationship with me in just that hour. And, of course, it had to do with the relationship, too, that I trusted you enough to not only tell you these things, but your entire audience, which just is a credit to your craft and your ability to make people on your show not feel like a spectacle or just a ratings grab or just putting people out there to show them off like the circus, but actually making them think that their story is worthy and could actually do good for somebody else.
Well, and that's where, to me, that's the reality of it's the weirdest and coolest thing to me that people will come on the show and they will open up and that the walls go down. Typically, the walls go down very quickly. I have a show that's going to be interesting. I don't even want to talk about the guest. It's someone who's very well known in the DDP yoga community, and the interview went completely different than what I thought it was going to. I thought I was going to hear this person's backstory, and they basically covered it in 4 minutes. And fortunately, I had a lot of questions for this guest from a technical standpoint and a few others, and we had a great conversation, but it was unlike any other that we've had. But I would say, honestly, out of interviewing 30-some-odd people, that's the anomaly. That's the one time where we didn't really go deep and go pretty intense and do it pretty fast. And so to me, I count it a huge honor that people would trust me enough to open up in that forum and be able to tell their story, because you hit the nail on the head. My selling point to a guest is, because there have been people I've had to talk into coming on the show, and they said, my story's not that special. And I've said, you don't know how much your story is going to impact somebody else. And the hope and the notion and the inkling that maybe their story could impact one person so many times gets people to open up. And it's such a privilege to go along for the ride and to just hear that story come out of them and to know on a regular basis. And I've said this before, what's funny to me is I don't get a ton of I get feedback on the Monday shows, and I think that's because I'm the talking head on the Monday shows most of the time. And so a lot of people will reach out and tell me about the Monday shows. And I have a few that will tell me, hey, that interview really hit me. But a lot of times I'll have to go to the guest's Facebook wall or communicate with them and say, hey, are you hearing any feedback? Because, and that's what's cool to me, is they don't come to me about the guests, the people that are listening. They go straight to the guests. And they'll go to a Christina, or they'll go to a Stacey, or they'll go to a Mike and say, wow, thank you for telling your story. They won't come to me and say, wow, that person was great on your show. My whole thing is about building a stage for that person to shine. Because like I said before, it's their moment in the spotlight. And if the show becomes about me, we've missed the mark of what I wanted the show to be about. So to me, that's the whole thing that's special. It's people giving that raw and real, honest, heartfelt conversation. And that's the way that I approach it in my tone and attitude for what the show is about. It's just like if we were sitting at a Starbucks and we're just talking, yet we invite the world to hear our conversation. And I think there's just something really powerful about that, because that's what people say is striking a chord with them, is they feel kind of like they're eavesdropping on a private conversation, even though they're not, because we're inviting them into that conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. And what makes your show, I think, more interesting is the length of time you give to a conversation, which does avoid, the veneer, the soundbite. You get into so many different areas. And there's just too much time elapsing for people to eventually be anything other than real.
Yeah.
And besides the fact that you really make, you have a really nice demeanor that's very, you know, it kind of takes you in and makes you feel safe. So it's no surprise that people, that's what happened with me. I did not plan to go some of the places that I went during that interview. But I just let it unfold. And I think when people really go deep and share, you know, things that might be painful or difficult, it just shows others that they're not in it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes through painful stuff. And it's hard to share sometimes.
Yeah.
So the way you can draw that out of people is really a great thing.
And thank you for that, Stacey. That is one of the things that about the format, and that was, I didn't want it to be a radio show where anybody can sound good in sound bites. If you talk long enough and you can pull out sound bites and kind of do the Cliff Notes version, but this is real and raw, unedited. And I tell all my guests this, that unless they go to a place where they say something that maybe they don't want to go out, because like you said, there have been people that have opened up completely and said, I never told anybody that before. I always try to make my guests feel comfortable in the sense of, if you go to a place that you, for whatever reason, shared something that maybe you shouldn't have shared, maybe because your kids are too young to hear, you know, some of the truth. And I've talked to guests off air about that, and they've said, I'm not going to go to this place today. Maybe one day I will. And I would try to respect and honor that. And I've told everybody, given everybody the assurance of, if you go to a place that you feel uncomfortable with, we can edit it out or we can redo the show at a point where you are going to feel comfortable and proud of the show that goes out. But if we don't cross one of those barriers or boundaries where you feel uncomfortable, everything that starts from the time that I welcome you onto the podcast, everything that's said, from that introduction till the time that I say, thanks for joining me as today's guest on the Choosing to Change podcast, you hear everything. And to me, that is one of the foundational core principles that I will not deviate on, because those are the shows that I love. And one of my first influences has nothing to do with lifestyle change, has nothing to do with health or fitness, but is just one of the most fascinating storytellers, a guy named Barry Katz, who has been a Hollywood talent manager, a manager of comedians. He's been fired by almost every comedian at some point in his life. But he has a show called Industry Standard, and he started bringing on guests that are typically people like I can't remember his name, but the president of HBO. And some of the higher-ups in some of the talent agencies in Hollywood and some of the better-known comedians in the world. But a lot of Barry's format was very influential in the way that I wanted to tell my story, because there weren't a lot – or to tell stories through Choosing to Change, because there's just something about going back to the beginning and having people tell that story. And like you said, Stacey, things came out in your interview that maybe you hadn't prepared to talk about. And I've done this to my daughter, and it drives her crazy. A lot of times she'll come to me. In fact, it happened last week. She said, Dad, I need help with such and such problem. And I coach people this way too. And I'll say, okay, tell me the situation. And I'll let her talk. And then I'll say, what do you think you ought to do? And last week she said, Dad, I wish you would stop doing that to me. Just be my dad and tell me what to do, like any normal dad. But it's so wired that it's like, I think a lot of times we know the answers to why we are the way that we are, and I think we know where we want to go. We just need someone that's patient enough to walk with us through that and then to ask some of those questions rather than try. I can tell anybody, you know, what they ought to do, but unless it's truth that they're willing to own, they're not going to change. So I'd rather walk with them through the process and, you know, let them tell me, here's what I'm dealing with. Here's where I struggle. Here are where my doubts and fears and pains and hurts are. And then I'll say, where do you think you need to grow? What do you want to do first? And so my coaching technique, I don't think it's that different, but a lot of people have said that's really different. And so it's funny to me, a lot of those elements are in the podcast, but I think to me, that's what makes it unique and special, and that's why I enjoy listening to those episodes again and again, because it's like I'm reliving the conversation.
And if you're in the chat room right now, if you scroll through the chat room, Roger Sassafras, or whatever his name is, I love you, Roger, I'm just kidding you, he has the link to Nolan's podcast in the chat room. Nolan, for the listeners, give us a quick rundown of where they can download the Choosing to Change.
You can go to, if you have iTunes, you can go to Choosing, it's one word, Choosing the Number to Change. If you just put that in the search box in iTunes, and then you can also go, if you either follow Choosing to Change, we have a Facebook page, or you can go to audiometric.com and search for Choosing the Number to Change. Choosing to Change as one word with the number two in the middle. Another app, because I get asked this all the time, are you anti-Android? I'm like, I'm not anti-Android. I'm just an iPhone guy, so it's easy for me. One of the apps that I think you can get on either iPhones or on Android phones is called Podbay. And if you go in and you search for either Nolan Bobbitt, and just make sure you spell my name right, B-O-B-B-I-T-T, I should pop up with that, or put Choosing to Change in. And we release new episodes Monday and Thursday, unless we have a technical hiccup. And typically we've had two or three of those along the way, which for 53 episodes, that's pretty darn good. So that's the easiest way to do it.
And Nolan, I know you probably didn't want to go here because this is really dark and kind of disturbing and scary subject matter, but in all seriousness, how horrible of a person is Josh McAdoo?
Josh McAdoo is the only guy in the world that wants to be known as a bad guy that is completely the nicest guy on the planet.
Nolan and I go back and forth texting with Josh all day. We just, and that's the thing you don't know about Nolan, is Nolan is an inherently good person. He is just like, you can't dig up any dirt on Nolan Bobbitt. He's like as clean as a whistle, but he is so funny, which people don't realize. Like, him and I and Josh will go back and text back and forth, and his sense of humor is so funny, and him being so clean and stuff, and I'm totally killing your gimmick, sometimes you'll come out with something that's kind of not, you know, really raunchy or anything, but a little off color, and Josh and I'll just look, wait, did no one just say that?
I'm a real guy too, you know, and it's just funny that the thing about Josh that, you know, because he tries to play up being the heel or the villain, but it's like truly has been one of the coolest influences on my life. And just, you want to talk about somebody that's a true friend.
Yeah.
Josh is that guy. And so I couldn't give, as much as I would love to give him a hard time, I'd save him. I have him on Choosing to Change to do that. So I won't do that in this forum, because he's just one of the nicest, most stand-up, kind guys that anybody could ever have the privilege of knowing.
And it's weird, you know, how we develop these relationships through people that we've never known.
Yep.
I talk to you and Josh pretty much on a daily basis through texting or calls or whatever.
Yep,
but I speak to the two of you guys that I've never met in my life, about as much as I talk to my best friend. And it's a
yep.
weird dynamic, because
mm-hmm.
being a person that, you know, never bought into the whole online, you know, dating or friendships or anything like that, like pen pals, I never did any of that, because first of all, I'm an inherently non-trusting person. I watch Catfish, and I think that everyone on the internet's insane. So to be able to allow you guys into my life like that, and become so close with you and so trusting with you is very uncharacteristic of me, which just speaks volume to the, you know, the kind of people that you guys are.
Well, and it's just one of the things that I think that is changing in our world, you know, that because I can become that guy that can bash social media, you know, so fast because I hate the facade. I hate the pretend side of things. But to look at it and say, you know, some of the dearest friends that I have, you know, are you and Josh, and that I've had the opportunity to help four folks get their DDP yoga certification, almost all online. I've never met Kristen in person. I've never met Jason in person. I did meet Brooks and Kimberly in person briefly one time at a workshop in Nashville. But just having the opportunity that through the phone and through Facebook and through their videos to get to know them and their personality and their teaching styles, you know, and then to have the opportunity to weigh in and help others along the way. And, you know, it's a humbling thing to think that I've got this network of friends that are true friends. But it is a little weird when you stop and think about it, that most of these friends that I have, I've never met in person. But at the same time, you can't question the fact that they are, you know, there are some real true friends out there, and I count myself incredibly blessed because of that. And it's just a great testament to the DDP yoga community in that way as well, I think.
The thing is, I'm going to meet you and you're going to be like an escaped mental patient, like living in like a sewer or something. And all my assumptions were going to be correct. And I'm like, God, screw it. I'm done with the online thing.
Exactly. I told somebody that it's like I hope that when they meet me in person that they're not horribly disappointed by the person that I am. So,
well, we're running out of time here, but I wanted to thank you guys for coming on, man. We didn't even get a chance to promote this episode because, you know, we were kind of, you know, flying by the seat of our pants, and I called Nolan up later tonight because I know of all people I can count on Nolan. And we were looking for someone to talk to on DDP Radio. And I usually plan out, like, a lot of the stuff we talk about. I do a lot of show prep and figure things out. But I didn't have anything for that because I just wanted to sit here and have a conversation with my friend and check out Nolan Bob's podcast. You will enjoy it. You will leave inspired. Choosing to Change. I thank you for your friendship. I thank you for your honesty. I thank you for your inspiration. And Nolan Bobbitt is one of those people that makes me proud to be a member of Team DDP Yoga. As the program grows, you know, you let a lot of people in. Some people you click with, some people you don't. You know, some people are in it for the right reasons, some people, you know, aren't in it for the right reasons. But Nolan Bobbitt's one of those guys that one of those few people that I would trust with information that could put me behind bars. And that's all honesty. So thank you, Nolan, for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you coming on last minute, and you're a great member of the Team DDP Yoga community and a great friend, man.
It's always an honor and a privilege to talk with you guys, and thanks for making my night. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much,
and
Nolan.
And don't forget our good friend Garrett Sakahara is going to be on Choosing to Change coming up, as well as an episode with Michael Manna. Or Stevie Richards. We're supposed to call him Stevie Richards because Michael Manna is not a marketable name.
Well, that's Garrett was on last week. Tomorrow's episode that will be able to download in a few hours will actually be Stevie Richards / Michael Manna, and it's a truly great interview. One of the things that we're going to be doing on Tuesdays, because everybody has kind of the Transformation Tuesday. And so just starting this week, because there are so many new people that have started listening to the podcast, just throwing up on social media our Transformation Tuesday rebooted editions, where we actually just put Christina Russell's interview back up just so that people could be acquainted. And if you go to Choosing to Change, either through iTunes or Audiometric or Podbay, all of the episodes are available. But just in highlighting some of those episodes, you know, especially in the first 10 to 15 guests, you know, that if you just come back in and you're listening back through, like my wife said today, she said, I'm behind on the interviews, you know, and she listens a lot of times while she's getting ready in the morning and all. And she's behind, but it's like this is an opportunity for people that are coming in maybe to catch up one week at a time and be able to relive some of those great moments. And like I said, for me, going back and listening to some of them, it's just like revisiting a fantastic conversation with a good friend. And so there are definitely the new episodes come out on Monday and Thursday, but you can look for the remainder of the year. We'll be highlighting one of those rebooted editions on Tuesdays as well.
And I hear that you have you're going to be scheduling Robert for an upcoming interview, which I'm sure the federal authorities will be listening to try and overthrow any attempts at world domination on Roger's part. I mean, on Robert's part.
Well, I am looking forward to having Robert on the podcast, because the last couple times I've been on the radio, I've gotten to hear him say about two words. So,
I just want to say, I think you'll find that to be a very worthwhile and pleasant surprise. You know, they say still waters run deep, and that
yes,
definitely the case for Robert.
Well, and that's why I've told Robert this before. I told Sparky this just a few weeks ago when we did his interview, that seriously, some of the conversations that they had, they don't know the impact that they had on me when I was that, you know, 360, 350, 340 pound guy that's just trying to get through an energy workout and just trying to hope that maybe something is going to click this time. And the way that I say it was, DDP yoga was my last chance at a second chance. But I'm also grateful to God that it was the last second chance I was ever going to need. But during those early days, I needed that encouragement. I needed those conversations. And, you know, some of the ones, that the episodes where I know they thought things went just completely terrible, you know, and it was just the two of them, and it was like crickets. There was no callers calling, you know, but they would get into random discussions about so many things that were just powerful for me and where I was in that moment on my journey. And it's like, when I look back at that, I mean, for me, Mike was joking before we came on the air that we'd have a feud between Choosing to Change and DDP Radio. There's no way that feud could ever happen, because without DDP Radio in those early days, there would have never been a Choosing to Change, because it might have literally been, and Robert, I mean this and I'm serious when I say this, you know, in listening to you guys and having that weekly encouragement kept me coming back to the mat on those days where I didn't believe in myself. And just hearing some of those talks and some of those conversations were so motivational for me, and literally feeling like you guys were my friends through those journey, you know, through those weeks. And especially at that formational part of my journey, you know, was a huge deal to me. And so for that, I can never say thank you enough, because that literally helped make me into the man that I've become. And as I like to say a lot of times, I'm working on becoming the absolute best version of myself that I can be. But that was an integral part in me becoming who I am today.
That's awesome. I know Sparky will be happy to hear that as well.
Yeah. It's a great conversation. I know, well, you know, he's like Josh a lot of times. You know, he's the good guy that he doesn't want anybody to know is a good guy. So,
yeah,
but we'll let him tell that story when he comes on Choosing to Change. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much, Nolan. We appreciate it, and of course, we appreciate Robert as well. And he will be showing up at your house with a club to beat you for all those compliments.
That's okay. I can take it.
Well, thank you so much. It was an awesome show tonight. Thank you, Nolan, for stopping by. And Stacey,
absolutely,
one more time, give us a rundown of your upcoming appearances, and then we'll roll out of here.
Okay, I forgot one, too. I'm September 19th, Saturday, I'm going to be doing a DDP yoga class. That is as a instructor in training at the Clarks County Mall, which is a farmer's market in the Adirondacks. Again, it'll be on my website. And on September 26th, Saturday, I'll be in Frederick, Maryland at Dublin Coffee Roasters from noon to 2 p.m.
awesome. So definitely go out and see Stacey Morris. And thank you, Stacey, and Robert, as
and
always.
Robert, I mean, Mike, one thing. I think we need to vindicate Roger. Dear Roger, who's always in the chat room every week, I believe his name is pronounced Sarah Ross. And if that's not correct, let me know.
I was purposely giving him a hard time because all week on Facebook he's given me a hard time. So that was a friendly rib on my part.
Oh,
so
well,
I will continue to call him Roger Sassafras.
Mike,
so thank you, Stacey, so much.
He actually, he prefers Roger Sassy Pants.
Roger Sassy Pants, I like it. That's his new gimmick, and he's going to live by that now. He's for now and forever known on DDP Radio as Roger Sassy Pants. Well, thank you, Robert.
He's always helpful in the chat room with links and things. So thank you, Roger.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Roger, for nothing. Robert, thank you so much for all you do. Robert gets here early every week, starts the show up, gets everything put together. He screens all the calls, does all the technical stuff on the side, as well as his observations and chiming in. And I consider Robert almost like Silent Bob. He doesn't talk much, but every time he does, it has impact and it's meaningful. So unlike me, who runs my mouth constantly with all kinds of nonsense, Robert speaks very seldom, but when he does, it counts.
Yeah, I got to get a trench coat.
He's the Clint Eastwood. He's the Clint Eastwood of the show.
Yes, exactly. So thank you guys so much. It was a fun episode tonight. We will be back next week with what? We don't know, but we'll figure it out. We'll get back to you. Check your check out your email. And we'll send you an update of what's going on ddpradio.com. Until next week, thank you guys for listening. And remember, never, ever, 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 ever give up. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.